Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, the Galway Traveller Movement is calling for a new national agency for traveller housing as it accused local authorities of institutional racism over a failure to improve accommodation standards. Residents of halting sites and traveller housing schemes in Galway City and County held protests outside council offices today. Our reporter John Cook was there and he's joining me now. What kinds of housing problems are they talking about, John?
Well, Mary, the Galway Traveller Movement has been looking at how health and safety concerns have been addressed over the past 2 years. And in their third report today, they found that only minor adjustments have been made at 2 of 18 sites across Galway. Problems with dampness, insulation, leaks, rats, mice and traffic persist at most locations. And it's an issue we've covered before, including earlier this year when I visited residents of the Cara Brown halting site on the Headford Road who said they felt left to die on a rat-infested site. So before we hear about some of the other traveller families' concerns raised at today's protest, here's some of what Mary and Margaret Delaney had to tell me about problems at that halting site.
I went out to my dryer to get my kids' uniforms and there was 2 rats in my dryer, my tumble dryer. And also in my kitchen, I found a dead rat in my kitchen table. It's an awful shock. This is going on for the last living year. The council is doing nothing complete for us. We're not asking for a mansion on a hill. We're just asking for a home for ourselves and our kids. Something that my kids can go in, sit down, have a dinner, have a flushable toilet, a clean shower.
My poor husband died. He was in his bed there dying. When them council, we asked them for things from like disability toilets. We never got that. The sinks has fallen down on my toilets as well. Look, I'm heartbroken at the end of the total. And it's not helping me look at my children's
suffering. You said then you feel like you're being left to
I feel left. My husband lived to see the new place. I don't think I'm going to live to see the new place either. See, we were cleaner living out on the side of the road years ago than what we are now. This is not a life for a dog, to be honest with you.
Ellen Ward. And it's just my father, he's just saying about the whole time about the dampness in the house, so cold. Because he's 64 years of age, so he doesn't be great with the health sometimes. Do you know, and he's tending the doctors regular over the dampness of the house. I'm with the heat, there's no heating or nothing in it. And since my mother passed away and I got arrested 6 months ago, she was on about getting it done and she was over a year and a half and they still didn't call out and she's gone today now. So, I mean, there's this small bit of respect that it would go fair, you know, for them.
Do you think that's what it is, a lack of respect?
Yeah, that's what it is, but respect.
My name is Nora Mongan, Galway Traveller Movement. I seen it firsthand. For myself visually, some of the living conditions was deplorable. Sinking kitchens, kitchen units that couldn't be used because they're rat infested. A shower where the mice come up. A lot of fire hazards, plugs, wires sticking out. It's unhealthy, definitely, and unsafe. And the fire hazards out there in some of the sites are absolutely, it's just waiting. If something happens to somebody out there, it's already down in the monitoring report. But as city councillors are the landlords of these sites in group housing, they really need to stand up and take note of these things, that they are a major, major tragedy waiting to happen.
Nora Mongan there with John. What are the traveller movement, what are they looking for now, John, in Galway?
They're calling on the city and county councils, Mary, to deliver on their commitments to provide adequate and culturally appropriate traveller accommodation immediately, or for national government to take that responsibility off them, especially as councils have been given money to do this. Galway Traveller Movement says that up until the end of last month, Galway City Council had not drawn down any of the funding it was allocated for traveller accommodation this year. In Galway County Council, they'd spent just 10% of their budget. It's mirrored in some local authorities across the country, and Galway Traveller Movement are putting this down to what they're calling institutional racism through decades-long failure to provide culturally appropriate housing. They say it's aimed at forcing them to assimilate by accepting council houses. They described it as a cultural cleansing or genocide to me today. Here's Galway Traveller Movement spokesperson Bridget Kelly.
Well, Galway City Council and Galway County Council would have a traveller accommodation budget, but we know Galway City Council drew down 0 of the traveller accommodation budget this year. And I can't understand why they have not, because, as I said, there is a need for more traveller-specific accommodation. Also, the sites need to be refurbished and brought up to a proper quality standard. You know, it's all down to the lack of will from the local authorities, from not not implementing the targets within the traveller accommodation plan. And if the targets were met within the traveller accommodation plan, to be honest, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
Bridget, why do you think there's a lack of will within the council, if there is, to provide the options that they're being funded for?
Well, because I think the local authorities aren't being held to account. I think that more needs to be done at a national level. This is where I think the Minister for Housing needs to intervene and ensure that all local authorities are being held to account when they're not implementing their traveller accommodation
plan. Or take it off the local authorities, because you're calling for some kind of national agency.
Right,
how would that work?
Well, so basically there needs to be a national accommodation agency to oversee all local authorities' traveller accommodation plans, because it's not only here in Galway City and county, but it's actually, I know from a national level, that it's the same thing is happening across the board. Traveller accommodation has not been addressed by most local authorities, and a national accommodation agency needs to be put in place to oversee and to ensure that traveller accommodation is been built.
Bridget Kelly there of the Galway Traveller Movement. Any response, John, from the local authorities or from public representatives?
Just statements from both councils, Mary. Galway County Council says they met the accommodation needs of 262 traveller households since 2014, but their statement refers to significant challenges in carrying out improvement works at halting sites and group schemes due to illegal occupation of the sites, refusals of alternative accommodation offers, as well as recent incidents of vandalism in group housing schemes, they say, in places like Abbeynock Moy and Ballygar that rendered properties uninhabitable. These are being investigated by Gardaí. For Galway City Council, they say they provided 194 housing supports in the past 5 years. They've recently adopted a 5-year traveller accommodation programme and will discuss details of this at the first meeting of the Local Traveller Accommodation Consultative Committee in early 2020. But Mary, that committee hasn't met for over 2 years now, since the Galway Traveller Movement pulled out due to a lack of new traveller housing over the past 20 years. So it was an issue I raised with two political representatives who attended today's City Hall protest, including Fianna Fáil TD Eamon O'Queeve. He told me half of his constituency clinics in the city today were taken up with issues of traveller homelessness. And first, City Councillor Pauline O'Reilly of the Green Party, I asked her if it's time for traveller housing to be taken away from her and her City Council colleagues, or if the Traveller Accommodation Committee in Galway can actually get started again.
Well, I would hope that it would happen, but again, there are a lot of broken promises over many years, and indeed I've been attending meetings with the Traveller Movement for 2 years and nothing's happened. So I think that if we don't see something happen within the next month, then that is a very real possibility. We're in an emergency. Children are sick. We have a mental health crisis for our traveller community. Something really needs to be done immediately.
We have had a situation where there was a temporary halting site 10 years ago this year, provided out in Carrabrown. It was only meant to be temporary, and 10 years later the same people are there waiting for permanent quality accommodation, and nothing has happened, even though the planning permission that the City Council have has long run out.
Galway Traveller Movement say it could be time to take this responsibility out of the local authorities' hands, a national agency for traveller accommodation.
We'll have to do something. I've been calling for this, certainly for the whole planning issue in relation to traveller housing to be taken out of the local authority hands. Because where else in the country do you get budgets provided, and instead of needing a supplementary estimate, as for example health does every year, we find a total underspend every year.
And what's that down to? Is it institutional racism?
Well, it's yes. First of all, I want to say there are some public representatives that are very good in this issue, and there are also some officials. I wouldn't like to put everybody, but overall, the system is not giving fair play to a specific group of people called travellers, and that is racism. There can be no other explanation for it. Why this group always seem to be left out when money comes to be spent, even though they have dedicated funds.
Fianna Fáil's Eamon O'Queeve ending John Cook's report from Galway.